Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Adams, and I work in the junior high ministry here at Emmanuel Faith. Today's devotional is titled, Free to Remain. God uses unqualified people to reveal His heart. In Exodus chapter 4, God uses Moses, an unsure man with a speech impediment, to champion His people out of slavery. In Joshua chapter 2, He used a prostitute, Rahab, to rescue God's chosen people as they traveled through dark cities to their promised land. In Luke chapter 1, God used a virgin girl, Mary, to carry, give birth, and raise our Savior Jesus. So I have to laugh because, like these people, I don't feel equipped and confident to share about singleness, of all things, as I'm on my own process of discovering God's goodness and graciousness in what can sometimes feel like a long, lonely, and tender journey. I am 24 years old and single. I've dated, but the cards on the table just don't seem to add up to the things that I've been searching and hoping for. I've spent many recent days trying to figure out what the problem is. Why does God give the gifts that I want to other people and not to me? What can I do in my own strength to achieve the things that I desire, including, well, not being single? When I was asked to share about how I am free to remain, as 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 25 and 26 concludes that it's good for a person to remain as he is, I thought, oh, I didn't realize that. So I'm now learning right along with you. A couple weeks ago, in the middle of uncertainty, silence, and rejection in the area of dating, I woke up in the middle of the night with feelings of extreme sadness, emptiness, and longing. I felt so anxious that I literally did not know what to do. I remembered that I'd been, up until that point, praying for weeks for God to fix a situation I was in, to change somebody else's mind, or to work some sort of miracle out so that my deep desires of finding belonging and family could be fulfilled. It wasn't a I want what I want when I want it situation, but a pure and honest desire that I believe does come from God. At that moment, I decided to pray simply for God to meet my most basic need. I didn't need God to change someone's mind. I needed peace. I needed rest. I needed His love. I soon felt a wave of peace, my tears stopped, and I fell right back asleep. This happened throughout that night, and then again throughout the following day, like every hour. God did answer my prayer, but I still need to ask God every hour of every day to simply feel His love. This goes for single and married people alike. When we feel His love, we don't need to seek after somebody else's love. We don't need to console ourselves by working out our own plans to solve our problems that are really most of the time out of our control. I am not lacking, even though I am single, contrary to what my feelings may tell me. I am not captive. I'm free. I'm free to long, desire, and remain patient, free to put myself out there, and remain of sound mind when prospects enter and leave my life. Free to feel discouraged and remain hopeful that God's plan is sweeter than I can imagine. Free to pray for change and remain confident that His ultimate plan is unchangeable. Free to be confused and remain asking God for vision and clarity when working through heartbreak. Free to cry and let God's fullness and peace wash over me, remaining in my places of lack and longing. I find comfort in Sam McCabe's lyrics from his song, Friend in the Fire. He writes, "You hear the cries of a people abandoned, and You pick up our lives when they don't go as we planned it. And when we find ourselves in ashes, we can find You sitting there, like a friend in the fire, like a song in the air." God is with us on that long, lonely, and tender journey. He's willing and able to provide the daily and hourly love that we long for. All you need, dear one, is to remain. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.